Today's share is just a collection of thoughts. the thoughts this year for Pesach, and I'd like to mention to you sort of a collection of ideas regarding the Seder Shel Pesach, the Haggadah, and see if they come together. If they don't come together, then they're just separate thoughts. I think somehow they come together. Every year, right after Pesach, I put together a Navi share on the Haggadah for the following year on Pesach. Because Purim time, I'm not into it. So I want to tell you three different ideas, and let's see how they come together. One of the things that struck me this year as I was preparing for Pesach is the shinoi in a fundamental part of the Nusach HaHaggadah between Svarad and Ashkenaz. Basically, when it comes to the Haggadah, Svarad and Ashkenaz are pretty much the same. But there's one major difference, and that is by the fourth kais. The fourth kais is the kais of Hallel. And in the Haggadah and in the Rishayim, we find two minhagim as to the bracha on the fourth kais. The first kais is Kiddush, the second kais is Gal Yisrael, and the third kais is benching. The fourth kais, Nusul Svard, and that's what it says in the Rambam, is the bracha of Yehallelucha, is the bracha of Hallel, that we say every day when we finish Hallel. In Nusach Ashkenaz, and the Makar is the Maril, who has all the different minhagim of Nusach Ashkenaz, the Torah, both say that you end with the bracha of Yishtabach, with the bracha which we end Psuchi de Zimra every day, and that is the bracha. So it seems that there's a machlekes what the Hallel is about. If the Hallel is a din Hallel, it's a Halldika din like all Hallels, or if it's more of a Psuka de Zimra type of praise, you mentioned, we say Nishmas, we say other praises in what we call Hallel Nirtza. So it seems that Nusach Ashkenaz holds that it's a dimyan to Psuka de Zimra, Shira Hashem, and that Nusach Sfard, the Rambam, hold that it's a type of a Hallel. Now, there is a clear makar, a very clear makar to this, in the Ran in Arvei Pesachim. There's a long Ran in Arvei Pesachim. It's in the Dafei Harif, Daf Chavavam and Aleph to Chavavam and Beis. And there, the Ran, among other things, asks why we don't say a bracha rishayna on Hallel at the Seder. We say Yehallelucha, the Ran was a Sfardi. And the Ran said Yehallelucha, like the Rambam. So he says, we're saying the bracha on Hallel, why don't we say the bracha Rishayna? Why don't we say, Ashik Shavu says, it's Yivayla, the Gemara says Hallel, like you say every time you say the whole Hallel. So the Ram brings a number of terutzim. The Ram himself says that since we said it already in Mariv, remember, Sfaradim say Hallel in Mariv, so in Mariv, when we say the bracha, Shisham says if it's Ivanu, then Nusach is Ligmar Es HaHallel. That Ligmar Es HaHallel goes on the whole night. The Hallel in Shul, and the Hallel that they're going to say at the Seder, it's a bracha Rishayna on the whole Hallel. So it's clear the Ran holds that this is a din Hallel, it's a real Hallel. He says it has a bracha Rishayna. When you turn to Chavav Amid Beis, he brings a Rav Sadia Gain. This Rav Sadia Gaon in his language sounds like a piece of brisket Torah. Rav Sadia Gaon's lashon is, "Ein mevarchen al ha'halel shebalele pesachim, she'ein onu kairin oisai." That means it's not a kriyas ha'halel, it's not a ha'halel dikadim. Ela b'tayris oy mashira. It's not a tayras ha'halel, it's a tayras shira. That's what he says. He says that the ha'halel at the Seder is a Shira Dikadin. It's like a Psukkah de Zimra Dikadin. It's a different type of halacha. And therefore, so I'm going to try to explain what the difference is, but he says clearly it's different. He says it's not Kriyas HaHallel, it's Shira. So he's making some difference between the song of praise and Hallel. We'll have to look at when we say Hallel, what's different about Hallel, but these are the words of Rav Sadia Gaon. which seems to be a source of what I was saying, that one, the meaning of Ashkenaz is that it's a shira type of thing, it's a praise, it's a thank you. And the meaning of Ashkenaz is that it's a, the meaning of Sfarad is that it's a hallel. Also with a bracha beforehand, that came later. It's not, the Gemara doesn't say to say a bracha. It's a bracha that came later. It was instituted in time of the Ga'inim. It's not a brichas ha-mitzvahs. It's part of a brichas ha-shrach that it has beforehand. And it has a bracha beforehand. But if somebody says it in the time of the Gemara, they didn't say it. There's an interesting history to Baruch Shamar. Baruch Shem is a bracha that has Shein Lamakar B'Shas. It was added later as a praise. But it's not the same bracha as the Hallel.
And the bracha and the bracha, is
the
different type of bracha?
Which bracha? Why equate to a Sadiq and you say a bracha at the end? So we say, on every case, we say a bracha. We say a bracha when we finish Gal Yisrael. When we finish Shira, we say a bracha on the case. It may also be that this is tied to two Makairis in the Nusach of Hallel in the Haggadah. In the Makar of why we say Hallel in the Haggadah, we find a difference between Rambam and Taisvis, again, the Ashkenaz and Sfarad. And the difference is this. Taisvis in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches says that the Hallel that we say in the Haggadah is because of the nes. He says, women are mechuyev in the hallel, shafein hayu ba'isei ha-nes. It's a thank you for the nes. The Rambam, and he brings in Hilchas Karban Pesach, then Hilchas Chametz U'Matzah, in Perches Halacha Tezvav, he says the hallel is, that we say is a hallel al asiyas ha-mitzvah. When they brought the Karban Pesach, the Mishnah says they were kairnes a hallel. They said hallel. And therefore, the Hallel is a Hallel similar to the Hallel on Asiyas HaMitzvah. What exactly the idea is, I'm not sure. The Gemara has a lashon, Efsha, Menanin es HaLulev, Mevin es HaPesach, Loya Va'inayim Rim Hallel. The Gemara has such a lashon. Then, of course, you have to say Hallel when you bring when you do a mitzvah that has a connection. So it would seem what?
That's more in davening than the Haggadah. The davening corresponds to the Korban Pesach, no?
Okay. So davening corresponds. But apparently this is awesome. That's why it's at Chatzais, because the Korban Pesach is at Chatzais, and that's why there's an inyan to finish Hallel by Chatzais. So, I can try to explain it, but it's a Gemara. So for our purpose, I try to explain it. It's a mitzvah that has to do with Nisan that happened, but well, however you'll explain it, it's a Gemara. Gemara says, Efsha, that you shake the lulav, and Efsha, that you bring the Karm Pesach, and you're not going to say Hallel. The Gemara says, Blasha Mitmiyah.
The second part of Hallel is Efsha.
So it's interesting. The Ran says that the second part of Hallel should be before Chatzai. It's not just the Afikayman, but the second part of Hallel should be. Now that would again seem to be based on the concept of the Svaradim. It was a mitzvah to eat too. But you're right, the Gemara says hallel by the akrava. Of course, but even more importantly, the Gemara talks about the hallel, it really says it by the hakrava, the shlosha kitim, that were, okay, so I'm not sure, we should look again at the Lashon HaRambam, but...
It
said praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was... they did say Hallel at night, but then it's not necessarily corresponding to the carbon. That could be also a Shira, you know, it could be. So what I mean to say is, it seems that there are two divergent, and there are two divergent customs in the Bracha, which means in the fundamental idea of this Hallel. I'd like to go on to a second step. I do want to mention that the Ran says that you should finish Hallel before Chatzais. Which we barely get the Afikayman in some years before Chatzais, but really it says around to say the Hallel before Chatzais too. And the Ramah brings it. According to what I'm saying, why is the Ramah bringing it? If it's a praise of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the whole night. The Korban Pesach is a Chatzais. But Yetzias Mitzrayim is a whole night. But if you look at that Ramah, there's a Grah on the Ramah, and the Grah seems to be bothered why the Ramah brings this Ran. First of all, Darach HaShulchan says, Ein Yedea Tam Lazeh. Darach Shulchan says he doesn't understand what's after the Lechatzais. It's funny, Darach HaShulchan Shemissa Gra. The Gra there in Sivkat and Vav says, V'yagdim V'chulo, V'yagdim Kaidim Chatzais, he says, Mibnei Kais Revi. It's not a din in Hal. It's a din in the Arba Kaisis. The Kais Revi is part of the Sidure Shel Pesach, which is reminiscent of the time that we ate the Karban Pesach. So the Gra seems to be bothered. Why Al Chatzais? So he says that the Tam is Mibnei Kais Revi. It has to do because of the Seder, not because of a din in Halal itself. And that's what that seems to be this idea. So what? Meaning you should do it before Chatzais, but not because it's a din in the Halal. The Halal has to be before Chatzais. The din in the Kais Revi, the Arba Kaisis, which are the Sidur Shel Pesach, should be over before Chatzais. That's what he said. We're mafsik in the middle of the howl. That sounds more like it's tamashira. It's interesting. The reason we're mafsik in the Hallel is because the first two paragraphs have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. I think the Ran himself says this. The first two paragraphs have to do with Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what are we going to do? We're gonna say the Sivt Yisrael Malalech in the love Dvarim Harbe. We're going to eat the matzah, and then we're going to say and Avdei Hashem. So therefore, we put the first two first. Even though we're mafsik, I'm not sure. It could be that the sekas are probably not ma'akiv even in Din Hallel, but it's all a hemshech of the one inyan. I was thinking there are those who wonder. It says in Shulchan Aruch the mitzvah of Sipit Yisrael is Achiyach et Fenoshena. That says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Achrayim will understand that if you fall asleep and you wake up again, it's over. There's no more mitzvah. Why should we fall asleep, wake up, there's no more mitzvah? So, the reason it's usually given is because it's lechem she'ainim alav devarim harbe. It has to be lechem oini. It's matzah she'ainim alav devarim harbe. So it's a difficulty. We eat the matzah, and then we keep on talking. You know, chad gadya, there's no matzah in front of you anymore. And the hal, there's no matzah. Lechem she'ainim alav devarim harbe. It says there's actually two psukim for this. Lechem ayni, lechem shavam harbe, and bavurzel sa shemli lo yamarti el b'shosh sheish matzah samroir menachal lefanecha. So the whole mitzvah sipis yisrael is what matzah is in front of you, and here you keep on going, eat the matzah, eat afikayim in your bench, you keep on going, because it's a hemshuch of one sipur. So if you fall asleep, it's not a hemshuch, so it's no more. Could be also that if you fall asleep, it's a hefsek in the howl. Maybe also. Okay. Because if you tell your wife that the compote is good, that's not that's a Sichas Chulin. Yeah.
Okay, so the only way
would
be
anything
mafsik with a meal.
It's part of the Seder. It's part of the Seder, yeah. No, the meal
you're
supposed to eat
per Seder
too.
So you can't go
with the Seder
that?
So it's all part. Nix in the mats, of course not. It should be a hefsik in the okay.
After Chatzos is only a hit of mitzvah according to Rabbi Lezman and Azariah.
Right.
The hit of mitzvah has to be connected to mitzvah.
The hit of mitzvah has to be connected to the mitzvah. Yeah. Okay, so very good. And even the morning, because he gives my Kriyas Shal Shachar, so also that has to be Hamshach. That's very good.
Why
does
the Rosh Hashanah that Kriyas Shal Shachar should have a din Chatzos more than the Shir Vitishvah?
So that's the question. It seems that he holds that the Halal itself is a whole night. It's not tied to the Korban Pesach, to the Sudas Shel Pesach.
The Kais Revi
is tied to the Sudas Pesach, which is a Zechet Techilas HaPesach. Two different things. What's the difficulty? What difference between Sukkot Dezimra and... What's the difference between Sukkot Dezimra and... Okay. So I want to get on, like I say, to a second connected point. Yeah. Kol Ha'olam Halal B'Chol Yom Eini Ela Mechayer from Megadif, it says about Halal. So it's not Halal. The Gemara is the Kasha. Yeah. All right, so let me explain Therefore what? Arba Kais is part of the Suda Salaila. It's part of the Suda Salaila. The Suda Salaila is reminiscent of the Suda's Karban Pesach. The whole Seder is part of that Suda. And since it's all part of that Suda, if the Suda has a Din HaChatzais, that's why it has Din HaChatzais. That's the reason the Ran, presumably that's the reason for the Ran. At least according to the Gra. You still have to drink two kaisers of wine afterwards. So why do you have to drink two kaisers of wine? It's not something else. It's not two separate kaisers. It's four kaisers. It's part of the four kaisers. I see Moshe is very bothered by this idea of at chatzais. I see it bothers him very. I didn't write it. You know, it's the Ramah. People blame me for everything. I mean, you're a Ramah, so you know, don't blame me. I'm interpreting, not voicing my opinion on the matter. Okay. Till the morning. So that was after the fourth kais, according to the Gra. Okay. Fine, the Seder. There's no problem. There's no problem. I'd like to mention a second machlokes. Like I said, you can take these separately, or we can try to see if they fit together. There's a chi of chayav adam liris esatzmei kiilu hu yatzam in Mitzrayim. We mentioned in the Haggadah actually twice on the night of Pesach. Chayav adam liris esatzmei. It's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim. And the Gemara says, Amarava v'tzar sheyaymer v'aysanu haitzi misham. Gemara says, you have to say, aysanu haitzi misham. He took us out. Now, in the Havana of Chayav Adam Liris Esatzmai, again, if you look in the Rishayim, you see two different Havanais in the Chayav Adam Liris Esatzmai. The Rambam's Lashon, in Perek Zayin Alachavav of Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, he brings the Lashon HaMishnah and he adds a little bit. B'chol dar v'dar, this Lashon HaRambam, B'chol dar v'dar Chayav Adam Liris Esatzmai, Kilu Yatza, now it says Kilu Yatza Mi Mitzrayim, the Rambam's Lashon is, Kilu yatsa ata Rayan. Kilu yatsa ata Mishiba Mitzrayim. Shenemar Vaisanu Haitzi Misham. And he adds the following. Alzet Siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Taira. V'zacharta Ki Eved HaYisa. The Rambam learns. The Gemara doesn't bring this pasuk. Some Farshi and Rambam say his girsa was that he had this in the Mishnah. Whether he had it in the Mishnah or not, the Rambam says, "Alzet siva kadosh baruch hu b'tayra v'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa." That means, according to the Rambam, the chi of liris esatzmai is a chi of in the demyainus of the person, in the imagination of a person. You have to have an imagination, as if you're there in the year 2448, and you are packing up your bags and you're leaving Mitzrayim, and you're going with your dough on your shoulders or your matzahs on your shoulders. And leaving Mitzrayim, Bipayil, the Rambam holds the Chayiv Adam Liris Asasim Kilu Ata Yatsim Mitzrayim as if he's leaving Mitzrayim Mamish. That's the words of the Rambam. And the meaning of the Sfaradim is when they come up to it, they taka, they walk around, they do a skit, they put the matzahs on their shoulders, and they walk around, and they make Kilu Ata Yatsim Mitzrayim. Well, it still takes a big avoida, this dimion, to imagine that you're going out of Mitzrayim. That's the Rambam's havana of Chayadon Adam Liris Esatzmai. The other Rishayim in Psachim Kuf Tazayin in this sugya, the most mafurish in the Maram Chalava on Psachim, and he says the chiyuv of Adam Liris Esatzmai Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim is a different chiyuv. It's not a dimyayin, it's not an imagination. It's a seichel deke chiyuv. That the hakora has to be ilu lohayti HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aseinu Mitzrayim harei anu b'neinu b'nei b'neinu mishubad b'yinu l'parei b'mitzrayim. In other words, you don't picture yourself thousands of years ago leaving Mitzrayim with your sandals and leave your iPod, but some didn't have iPods then, and I don't know how they got the internet without the iPods, but they went out from Mitzrayim then in that way. That's the Rambam. That's not what it says. In this nusach, it says, "Ilu lo hezik hashparos avseim mitzrayim hari onu b'nei b'neinu mishubadim hayinu." So according to this, chayav lam lirus asmi kilu yatsim mitzrayim is a person has to have the akara that had they not gone out of Mitzrayim, we would have been missing that ishtanus that took place, the birth of a Klal Yisrael, the existence of a Klal Yisrael. It's not the hard labor. If our parents would have gone out, we would be in hard labor. It's the hakara of the whole shinoi that we went out from Shiva Mitzrayim to be in Eved Hashem, and it's a totally different idea. Now the raya that this difference is true between the Rambam and his chiyuv dimyan dekechiyuv and other rishayim who hold it to seichel dekechiyuv is in the nusach, the shinui nusach between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, in the expression b'chol dar chayav and loyis asas b'yudas of Mitzrayim, says l'ficha chayav and onu l'anachnu l'hoigus l'hal shabayach, and the lashon is, we say a lashon l'hoigus l'hal shabayach l'misha'asa l'aviseinu v'lanu as kol anisim l'elam. We say l'aviseinu v'lanu. In Nusach Sfarad, in the Haggadah, it says l'sha'asa l'anu v'la'aviseinu. It's called Hanisim Ha'elam. And if you think about it, it's very meduyik. If you hold that Ilu Lohitzka Shravi saying Mitzrayim Hay Anu Baneinu Bnei Baneinu Mishubadim, then Nunusach has to be Laviseinu V'lanu. It has to be. Because the whole Yitzias Mitzrayim that we're remembering is Aviseinu V'lanu. It comes off Sanu and it comes down to us as well. However, if you hold the Chiyuv is like the Rambam, the Sfaradim go always with the Shitas HaRambam, then the Chiyuv is the Dimyan to imagine that you're going out. The Chiyuv is that you're going out. So the expression is Lanu V'lavi Seinu. Dik is the Lanu. Now the Shmur took us out, V'lavi Seinu, of course, and therefore we say a praise. So Mamela, it's move on the difference in the praise. Yeah. Okay. So it doesn't. There's no shinui there. I'm aware of that. So that's the problem. It's also a ritva. It was also a Sfaradi. But there's still there. Two mahalchim the Ashkenazim took on. You know, it's hard to tell the boys in yeshiva, but most of the rishayim that we use are Sfaradim. You know, I'm going to tell you. You know, you tell them that the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva were all Sfaradim, and they flip. You know, it's like, and the Ran Muki Yosef too. Everything could be. I'm not. It's not set in stone what I'm saying, and it could be. So there are two different sort of demyainis, or two different ideas in how we go out. So I mentioned to you so far that there's a yishtabach and halel difference in Sfaradim and Ashkenazim, and that is in the idea of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also seems to be at least two shittas in the Rishayim, and potentially the Lanu of Lavi Seinu, the Shtikul Raya, that there is a difference in the Minhagim between the two shittas. Now, the third klar is a general klar for all year round. I mentioned it briefly yesterday when I spoke here in Shul, to understand the differences between Halal and Psukei Dezimra. And hopefully that'll sort of put together what we're talking about. Now, it's interesting. Halal and Psukei Dezimra are in their essence the same. The praise of Hashem sandwiched between two brachas. We say a bracha that we're going to praise Hashem. We say the praise, and then we say a bracha afterwards. We say it by Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach every day, and we say it by Halal. What's the most fascinating thing is when you start comparing them lahalacha, there is far apart in din, I'm talking about halachis, as a person could imagine. And there are like three ideas that are so different. For example, in halel, if you miss a word, you're not yotze halel. Ligmar asal, you say every word. The Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Pesach, says that halel is similar to Kriyas Megillah, Kriyas Zohi Lula. And just like in halel, if you in the Megillah, if you mispronounce a word, you're not yotze the Megillah. The same thing in Halal, not only you have to say every word, but you have to pronounce each word properly in a way that would be Makim in the Megillah. So in Megillah, in Halal, it's an equal in every single word in Halal. Psuki Dezimra is the total opposite. The halachas of Psuki Dezimra come cram-packed with rules for skipping. Do you ever see something that has so many rules for skipping? Like, Psuki Dezimra has rules for skipping. You come a little late, you skip this. You come more late, you skip that. You come very late, you skip the third thing. You know, like, you know, where you're very late, you know, so you say, Baruch Shamar, Psech Siadecha, and you know, it's, you know, somebody, I once said, in a Shabbos HaGadol drasha, I said that, that there was a fellow who came late to davening every day. He threw on his tefillin and said, Baruch Shamar, Asher Yishtabach, and after Pesach, he started coming on time. So the Rav went over to him, he said, what's going on? He said, you know, Erev Pesach, I was looking at the Siddur, and it says, an Erev Pesach, you skip Mizmor L'Seder. I thought to myself, Erev Pesach, you skip Mizmor L'Seder. I go to L'Seder every single day. So he figured, you know, now he'll start saying Mizmor L'Seder. So, at any rate, it's funny that Psukim Dezimra is the total opposite. Hello, you tell people you mispronounce one word, it's ma'akiv. They say, where does it say that? You have to look at the Mishnah Berurah. And Psukim Dezimra, you could skip. Well, skipping, everybody knows. It's such a, so different. There's one major difference. There's a second major difference between the two. The second difference is that by Hallel, the Issa Hefsik is extraordinary, the Issa Hefsik. Even Amen, you don't answer in the middle of Hallel. In Amen of Yeshayahu Rabbi, you can answer like a middle of Berachas Kriya Shema. But you know, you're not Mafsik even for Amen. But Psukah de Zimra, it says, Meshivin Shalom Lechol Adam. And Shalom Ne'akavid, you can answer. Not only you can answer, it says as far as the following. What happens if you finish Baruch Shamar, Melech Mahalavet Tishbachais, and then the Chazan says, Melech Mahalavet, could you say Amen? If you're Mafsik between a Baruch and eating, you have to make the bracha again. I would think you have to at least start. So it says that the Mishnah Berurah brings some Magen Avraham. They could say Amen. Because Amen is also praise. So big deal. You say Amen. Amen is also praise. That I have sick. It's all part of Psukah Dezimra. And in Halal, it doesn't say such a thing. You can't say Amen. Even you started Haluka, Halu Avdei Hashem. So it's a, like a sea difference between the two. You have to agree that it's again like Rachid Mizrach Mamarav, Dizin Halal and Psukah Dezimra. The third is the what Reb Gersha mentioned, that by Hallel, it says someone who says Hallel every day is a Mechara from a Gadith. Say what we call Hallel every day, and that's what say it every day. It's not very to say it every day somehow. And by Psukah Dezimra, you can say whenever you want. Psukah Dezimra, if I care, the Gemara makes the point that you could say it, you could say whatever you want, and there's no... There's no problem. So whatever I'm going to say later, if you agree or don't agree, you have to agree that this needs a hesber. Psukah Dezimra and Hallel are Rochim Mizra Maravar as different as they could be, and it needs some sort of an explanation. I'd like to try to offer an explanation. And
one is a mitzvah and one is a minah. One is a mitzvah. It's an
asher. How does that explain? That's another question. Why is one a mitzvah?
And therefore, it's a different category.
And therefore, so how does that answer the questions? So
therefore
it's more chomer. Okay, nachinami.
Okay.
Don't run to call it a minig. You know, it's in Shulchan Aruch. But okay.
If that is more chomer, you have to be mekayim it.
You have to be mekayim it. Okay, well, I think I'm going to try not to say my own thing. I'm just trying to collect things you all know. In order to figure out the Yisrael of Hallel and the Yisrael of Psukah Dezimra, we should try to figure out what's the main nekuda of each. The Chazal tell us. What's the main nekuda of Psukah Dezimra? Which pasuk? Everyone knows. Psiach Zedecho must be Elochol Chai Ratzai. The Yisrael of Psukah Dezimra is a praise for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatava in the Bria. Really, most of Psukah Dezimra talks about Hashgacha Pratis, Lav Davka Klal Yisrael. Talks Hashgacha Pratis in the Bria. The Nesin Shelah Katzamer is not nothing to do with the Jews, Dafka. It has to do with the whole Bria. The Lashainais of Ashrei are Lav Dafka tied to Klal Yisrael. Yeah, mentions of Klal Yisrael, Psukah Dezimra, I'm not saying that. But the fundamental idea is an idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hatava in the Bria in general. And Hashkacha Pratis, this Rav Volbi has a nice piece on the understanding of Psukei de Zimra. All the Halukas. So all the Halukas are generally praises of Kela and Neshama Ta'alka, are praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shira is a praise in the Bria. We say the Shir Shal Yaim. What's the Shir Shal Yaim? The Shir Shal Yaim is a song about the Bria. The Gemara says that the Yom Rishon Sheni is connected to the 6 days of Kriya of Bria, of Bria Sa'ilam. As a matter of fact, I'm just remembering the Arishainim, Tosfos and Pesachim says that the Hallel they sang in the Karban Pesach was also a Shir. It was the Shir Shal Yaim of the Levim. Because who said Hallel? When they said Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash by the Karban Pesach. So the Rambam says everyone said Hallel. Everyone said Hallel. You brought the Karban Pesach. Tosfos says no. Tosfos says the Levim who sang the Shir on every Karban, they sang a Shir here too. Which means that there's one Havana in the Hallel of Leil Pesach that it's a Shir. Shir Shal Levim. What's the fundamental of the Shir? The Bria Sa'ilam, the Shir Shal Yaim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the last parrot. The Gemara goes through this day is Kedavim Mizmas, Kenegad this, Rekel Nekamais, Hashem created the sun and the moon on Wednesday, so we say Kel Nekamais, because Asr Lifara Mei Avdayim. Each day is Kenegad the Bria. So Psukah de Zimra, and the idea of Shir, is Kenegad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a Hakara of Hashgacha Pratis in the Bria, which is the fundamental idea of Psukah de Zimra. And that Hakara is Shira, is Psukah de Zimra. Hallel, on the other hand, is Dafka connected to Klal Yisrael. I mean, you can take individual Psukim and say it applies to everybody, but the basic ideas of B'tzeis Yisrael v'Mitzrayim, Alam Yom Ha'gayim, Ha'ino Alayhayim, we say Yavarech is B'tzeis Yisrael, we say all the Shaina is Kol Gayim Sivavuni, B'Shem Hashem Ki Amilam, that's all Klal Yisrael. The Nekuda of Hallel is something different than Psukah de Zimra. Psukah de Zimra is the thank you for Hashgacha Pratis, for the Bria. Whereas Hallel is a Hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga with Klal Yisrael specifically. There's a very big difference. When you recognize Hashgacha Pratis in the Bria, it's Mechusa. Nobody recognizes everything. Nobody sees everything. Hashem's Hashgacha Pratis in the Bria, we try to see it wherever we could. Depends on what darga you are. People see it more, people see it less. And someone came to me last week to ask me a Hishtadla Shaila. He's in business, he must know if you should do a certain thing, whether it's too much Hishtadlus, Yishab B'tochim. So I asked him, what do you do if you're not Mishtadl? If otherwise, you'd be reading the newspapers, or watching a movie. He said, might as well be Mishtadl, there's an Avera, Hishtadlus is an Avera. If it pulls your wife in the base Medrash, otherwise I'd be sitting and learning. It's one thing. But Hishtadlus in the Bria, it's a lack of B'tochim, fine, be Mishtadl. Be mishtadl is as much as a person can be mishtadl. There's no chesaron in mishtadlus be'etzem. It's chesaron hashgacha in recognizing hashgacha pratis is true, but it's not an avera to be mishtadl. It's an avera to waste time to be mishtadl. But to be mishtadl, nothing wrong with mishtadlus. Hashgacha pratis by definition is something that's limited. It's limited. So however much you say no chesaron. Hallel, which is a hallel of Klal Yisrael. The Hallel of Klal Yisrael is much more chomer. It's a Halukha B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's a Halukha of Eva Masu Abayinim Haisla Reshpina. That which is Klal Yisrael's calling, certainly on the night of Pesach, that's Hallel. So there's a basic difference in Shira, which is a general recognition of Hashgadish Baruch as Hashgacha. Nishvas Kol Chai Tevarech. Kol Psuki de Zimra is Nishvas Kol Chai. When Makal Yisrael is Yisrael, we say Shekin Chavas Kol Yitzum Lefanecha. It's really the chiyuv of Klal Yisrael Fanecha. It's not Klal Yisrael. Shekhov is Klal Yisrael Fanecha. Just Klal Yisrael does it. Makal Yisrael Fanecha. We do it. But it's really a chiyuv on everybody. So that is a basic difference in Shira and Hallel. Hallel is a Hallel on the specific birth of Klal Yisrael, on the uniqueness of Klal Yisrael. And Shira is a Shira on the Hashgacha Pratis of the Bairi Olam. The difference is that one has to be complete, has to be whole, like Miklos Esther, has to be whole. You have to see what the Rebbe Shalom did to Klal Yisrael. In the general Bria, whatever happens in general Bria, no two people are the same. Everybody has a different level of an appreciation. So I'm telling you basically three things. I'm telling you, Aleph, that Svar and Ashkenaz of Hallel or Yishtabach, which I think we all agree. Machlokes in the Dimyon, or the Seichel, how a person imagines leaving Mitzrayim, and a difference in Sukkah de Zimra and Hallel. And naturally, when you come to the Leil Seder, it turns out in a very nice way. According to the Rambam, the Dimyon is, I'm leaving Mitzrayim the night of Pesach. If I'm leaving Mitzrayim the night of Pesach, so that's a Hallel time. That's a time you can say, I do recognize Shkocha Prasad. I don't recognize the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's complete. It's a Hallel. It's everything. According to the Minig that the Maram Chalava brings, that Ilu Leizer is Oseinu Anu Vaneinu Vnei Vaneinu Mishabonu Yin Lo Parvim Mitzrayim. Okay? That's a certain Seichel, a certain understanding. It's Ashkocha Prasad's understanding. A person is not saying Shvach because tonight there was Laila Kayab Yoyer. He's saying on a certain Havana. That Havana fits the general theme of the Neteva Habriya, seeing the Bari Olam, and seeing the outcome and the ramifications from 2,000 and almost three, from 3,000 years ago, leaving Mitzrayim, to see the ramifications till today. That's a Pesukei de Zimra type of thing. That's in the Bria. That's in the nature of the Shalshalas Hadayris. So you have Kashis. You know, Hashem didn't take us out then. We would have left anyway. The dynasties collapsed later. Would have collapsed in any event. And you have Kashis on it. But in Seichel, there's a certain Hakara that a Yid should have. So it could be that the basic difference between the two is this split. The split between Kilu Hoytziyonu Mitzrayim, I imagine myself Leil Pesach. It has to be complete. Someone will tell you, the night you go out of Pesach, say every word of Hallel. You understand? You have to say every word of Hallel. You say, it's not a full Hakara? What? Not full Hakara? The night you go out of Mitzrayim. But Shehen came, the 3,000 years, making Cheshbayinais, so that's a Pesukei de Zimra type of Shir. It's a Shira, it's a different type of Shir. It's a different type of praise, and it could be that's the difference. So this is sort of my seder of thoughts on this chilik between them. There's more to it. There's really a fourth klar. It's already a Yeshiva Shetayra klar about Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. If there's a chiv on the night of Pesach to say chidushim, what's Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? To hear something new? Or to say the old? Well, what is the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim? To say chidish? Derech Shaila Tshuva sounds like you say chidish. Or, no, we repeat, you have Haggadah, you have a Nusach, you say the Nusach, and it's the old Shaila V'tshuva, but it's scripted, you know, it's a scripted Shaila V'tshuva. So the Malbim says, in Tehillim Yutess, that the difference between the word Sipur and Haggadah in Hebrew, he's going on the Pasuk, HaShemayim Misaprim Kvayit Kael, U'maisa Yadav Magid Harakia. He says that Sipur is to tell a story, to tell the old. Lahagid implies chidushim. Lahagid in Hebrew implies chidushim. So there is in Lasaper and Lahagid. Which one is Pesach night? Lasaper or Lahagid? It says both. Vigadito levincha. Lamatisaper bozne bincha ben bincha. It really has both. It has both aspects. There's an aspect of the old. The Dimyayna is Kilu Yatzasim in Mitzrayim, and then there's an aspect of newness to it, of some type of Chiddush to it. And the Chiddush could be in breath, or it could be in depth. Sometimes you say the same words, you have a deeper appreciation of it. And it could be that the difference between the two Anhagis could have to do with whether the Iker is to understand the old, maybe deeper, or to have a newer appreciation of it. Could be that that's related to it. Rav Pam used to say that if you say Shtikul Torah on Dover Agarim Lamamin Kamamin Dami, that's Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Opa, Tzipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol HaMistaafim Bimenu. So, you know, I always tell people, you say, it's not a Navi Shir. What do you mean? You go off on other things. Yeah, but that's all part of Navi. You know. All part of Navi.
But the word Kilo, does that mean today?
I told you machlokes the Rambam and the others. According to the Rambam, yeah. All right, there's a Gra. I said, when did I say this Gra on Thursday night? Maybe. There's a Vilna Gaon that I think I saw for the first time. I hate, at my age, I don't say I never saw this before. Because then I open up my notebook and I see I saw it, you know, like 2 weeks ago. But It's not going to be 2 days ago, right? Eventually it's 2 hours ago. But anyway, there's a Gra that I think I had never seen before. It's in Tikkunei Zayar. And I have not yet gotten to the Gra in Tikkunei Zayar. I learned Tikkunei Zayar without the Gra, you understand. But there's a Peledik Gra, and he challenges you. He says, a Medagdik will see that it's true. And he's going on Arami Yavid Avi. And I didn't appreciate it. We say in the Haggadah Arami Yavid Avi, so everyone asks, why do we mention Lavan, Yishkayach? I didn't realize that we say Arami Yavid Avi for a very long time. Because there are four psukim in Arami Yavid Avi. And when we start, right after we say Hisha Amda, we put down the kais. Then we say Mabikish Lavan Arami. We say the pasuk Arami Yavid Avi, Yair Mitzrayma, Yogsham Seymad, Yisham Gagad Latsam Harav. And we go into the Arami Yavid Avi pasuk. Yair Mitzrayma, Anasapi Adibor, and Seymad, and Bishivim Nefesh, and Gagadol, and Gayatsam Harav, Kamasha Nemer. Then we say, Vayreyo Sarma Mitzvah Yanuni, and Levay the Kasha. That's the second pasuk in Kisavai of Arami Yavid Avi. We say, Pshatl, Vayreyo Sarma Mitzvah, Kamasha Nemer, Vayanunu, Kamasha Nemer. And then it says, that's the third pasuk of Arami Yavid Avi. And again, we darshan it. And then we come to the third pasuk. All four psukim, and we're marach, many pages in the Haggadah, depending on which print you have, many pages in the Haggadah on Arami Yavid Avi. Why? I would think we should darshan a pasuk in Shmais. We're darshan a pasuk in Parshas Kisavai. So the Vilna Gaon says that what happened to Yaakov by Lavan is the Maisei Ovis Simen Labanim of Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. It's the Maisei Arami Oved Ovi instead of Arami Oved Yaakov. Ovi is Meram, is that this is the Maisei Ovis Simen Labanim. And he mentions a number of Nekudis. And if you think into it, he says you'll find more. So maybe I'll try to mention a few more. In other words, he says, Arami Oved, he mentions Yaakov Avinu. Now it must strike you when you learn the Chumash, he's so into getting all these sheep from Lavan. Like, would you think one of the others, you know, you dig wells, you sort of dug wells, okay, he's a Zavodin dig wells. Hey, Yaakov Avinu goes and he takes a stick and he puts it by the thing and he goes through everything to take out the sheep. So he says this is also all preparing for Klal Yisrael. So he says the Lashon HaGra is that Yaakov b'mate loka. He did it to Lavan with a stick. Yitzias Mitzrayim was also Mitzrayim b'mate loku. That the Nisim had to happen with a stick, whatever reason. If I have a chance, I'll explain the stick. But he says b'mate loka, b'mate loku. And he says, and I never realized this. When first of all, he says that Yaakov Avinu ran out with a rechush. Whose rechush? It was Lavan's rechush that he took. He worked for it. The same thing. Klal Yisrael went out with rechush Mitzrayim. Which was Rechush? Rechush Mitzrayim. What Yaakov took was a Maisa of a similar bottom that Klal Yisrael should take. So if Yaakov was into it, he was busy doing a Maisa of a similar bottom for his children. I was thinking later by Alexander Mugdam, when the mitzvah were to bear the money back, Klal Yisrael answered, we worked for it. But where do they know such a time that we worked from it? Very good. Because this all came from Lavan. Yaakov Avinu said, you know, it all came because of me, your whole... What? It's a logical thing. It could be a logical thing. It could be a Lamdish thing also. It could be. Why? The Ramban says the whole Bereishis is my son's on the bottom. It sets up. The Ramban writes as he is safe for the whole Bereishis. Yeah, it's Kavish Adarach. Okay. The Vayugad Lelovan Bayayim Ashlishi Kibarach Yaakov. Sounds familiar? Rashi says that's Vayibishalach Paroi after 3 days. What else does it say? It says Vayirdef Acharav Derech Shivas Yamin. He got to him when Lavan ran after Yaakov. It took him 7 days to get to him from when he left. Exactly like Kriyas Yamsuf. Also, it was 7 days. It's Shvi Shal Pesach that was Kriyas Yamsuf. The Yaakov leaves Lavan. Leaves Lavan's house, who does he bump into? Esav. Esav's coming out to get him. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they get out of Mitzrayim, who's coming out to get them? Amalek. Exactly the same thing. The Yaakov makes a fuss to say that when I took over Yotzai, it was by day and by night, and it was cold and hot. So Taka Kasha, if you work for someone, why is he working for Lavan so many hours, day and night? He says he didn't sleep. He worked very hard. When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, why did they go out early? They went out early, 4 years, 210 years, because of Kushi Ashibud. Because they worked very hard. The work was so hard that they got out early. The Maisei of is similar about him. Yaakov worked very hard. He worked Yamam Valayla and without sleep. The same thing, that was a similar about him. And I think the biggest nakuda is this. Now, till now, pretty much what I told you is in the Gra, and maybe Esav and Amalek, I think, is mentioned there also. Yom V'Laila is not mentioned there. I'm adding that. There's really one other Ikka Nekuda. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left with Ramos. They said, Derech Shoshes Yomim Nelech. They said, we're going to go out. It was a total Ramos, the whole fabrication. They never planned to go out for 3 days. This is a Ramos, and the Pachad Yitzchak has a beautiful maimer on it, and the Mamari Pachad Yitzchak, I think it's Maimer Tzadik. And he says that the tikkun of Ra is always, he brings from Rabbeinu Yaina, the tikkun of Ra is always ba'isai kayach, that the Ra works against the Toiv has to work back against the Ra. And Rav Hutna brings a Gra, why Yaakov had to get the brachas b'mirma. It's because Esav did it b'mirma. Esav fooled his father, right? B'mirma, he fooled his father. With the kayach of mirma, he used mirma to get the brachas. So Yaakov had to use that kayach, the kayach of mirma, to get the brachas back. And it brings to Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva that this is a general idea, similar to the idea of Tshuva Samishkol, that a person always has to fight the Ra with its own tools. It's sort of, he comes to you with a tool, you have to grab the tool and fight him back. So the Derech Shloishes Yomim was Pari came b'mirma, is Meshabed Klal Yisrael with mirma in the first place. And the same thing, Klal Yisrael worked b'mirma. Then Maisei Ov is similar bottom, is Lavan. By when Yaakov went to Lavan, he says, Achiv ani b'ramois. Lavan we call the Ramai, the Mirama. The Maisei Ov is similar bottom, is that Klal Yisrael should be Matzliach with Ramois, had to come from Yaakov Avinu, the Shemis, the Midas Shemis that uses Ramois. Then had to go Lidairis into the Yitzias Mitzrayim. So again, the Gra tells you Lamedagdikim. You'll find that it's in the entire sugya. So I think maybe the ikker that we could add to what the Gra doesn't mention is this Nekudah of Ramos, that this Muhammad against the Yetzirah, against the Ra that comes at you with Ramos, is to be able to fight back with Ramos. Even though that night they could have gone out, they went out B'yil Chazok, and they could have said, we're going out, goodbye, you're not coming back, goodbye Charlie, goodbye Pare, you know, that's it. But they didn't. They kept the Ramos, and from there came the Hatzlacha of them.
Are we saying that our personality should be,
our personality should not be Ramos. A person to do Ratzon Hashem, even if it requires Ramos.
Somebody deals with you in business Ramos.
That's what it says. Mikesh Titapol. If someone's crooked with you, you'll be crooked back with them. That's what it says. Mikesh Titapol. You have to be sure that you're not cheating, that you're not fooling yourself. But the Rashi, if you say this whole Gra, pull out a Rashi, when Yaakov meets Lavan the first time, Perikov test Pasuk Yud Gimel, Yaakov says to Lavan, Vayerid Yaakov, whatever the Pasuk is, he says, Onus mipnei achiv. I'm coming down. Onus mipnei achiv. That same Rashi is the first words we add after we say Arami Avir Avi. We say Onus api adibor. It was really Onus. Yosef went down also. Onus mipnei echav. Right? Just like Yaakov went down, he was an Onus because of Esav. Now, Lavan, he could have come to Lavan and say, I'm coming. My father said I should get a shidduch. That's what I would have said. No. Father said I should get a shidduch. He says, no. Onus mipnei achiv. I don't know. Rashi brings Onus mipnei achiv. But that Ozni Achiv is the Maisa of a similar Bonim that later Yosef went down to Mitzrayim also Onus Mepnei Echav. He also went down as an Onus Mepnei Echav. That's the first thing we say is Onus Avierid Yaakov, Onus Al Piyad Dibor. That was all by this. So it's a very Gishmaka Tzushtel. It comes from the Gra. It's not somehow a dreamt up thing, but it's a very Gishmaka Tzushtel of two different sugyas. The truth is, depending on your oilam, at the Seder. Sometimes you need short vertlach better than long vertlach. The Nashtuklach Torah are very nice and nice for preparing. But the reality sometimes, depending on who the crowd is that you need shorter rather than long involved vertlach. But if you break it up and you say a short nekuda, what? Before Chatzis. You know, if you say, but onus api adibur, you just say this nekuda. Arabi Avinavi, just like this, onus api adibur at work. Then we get to Isyesu Amate. Say it again. Say Isyesu Amate, say a short word. So Amate. Just like by Lavan, there was a matter. Here there was a matter. And you get to the next, Yahitzu Rechush Gadol. Say just like there was Rechush Gadol. Here was Rechush Gadol. And then you get to Kriyas Yamsuf. You know, once you do it 6 or 7 times, someone might catch on that, you know, that there's a connection between all of that. But, you know, if you spread it out, in the Haggadah, instead of just saying it's a Shtickle Torah. What?
Not what you say, it's all down.
Okay, yeah, every Seder is different. That's not true. Everybody has his own personality of a Seder. That's true. Kriyas Yamsuf for Yaakov is before he went on his way to Lavan, and by Klai Yisrael is on his way out.
It's a...
That he found by Yisrael. It was
put it in
where? Into the ground. They had different midrashim. Yosef, it says. It says Yosef. He stuck it in the ground. He couldn't take it. Okay. I thought it was from Yosef. Okay. It says the Medrash says that it was. He says it was yesterday. These are midrashim. The Graz and Tikkuni Zayar. Upstairs we have a Sefer Tzitz HaSodeh, and he has a piece on it. If you want to see it upstairs, the Vaisesu Amate. Rav Schwab has a beautiful vart. It's a vart not only for the Haggadah but in general. Vaisesu Amate. You know, it's a big deal. Amate, yeah, Amate Nish. It matters to you that Moshe Rabbeinu had a stick to wave. Yes, yeah, stick Nish the stick. He would have waved his hand. It would be the same thing. Yeah, everywhere it goes with the mat. Kachas amate v'hakeyas. Why? So Rav Schwab has a beautiful idea. He says, in general, there's a Moish. Can you go on the side with the phone? Unless he wants to listen. He said, I didn't mean you to shut off. Your wife's gonna be angry at me now. So. The vices who are mat. He says, what's a mat? So he says, Yisoid. The difference between a Nes Nister and a Nes Nigla. He says, we believe in Hashgacha Pratis. Everything that happens in the Bria is a Yad Hashem, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Netzava. What makes something a Nes? He says, what makes something a Nes is if it's predicted beforehand. The Hainu, he brings the Ramban in Parshas Vayigash. The Ramban is the Kasha. Says, Yecheved, Rashi says, the Gemara says, was born Bein HaChaymais. She gave birth to Moshe how many years later? How many years later would Yechev give birth to Moshe? 210 minus 80, 130 years. So the man says, why does the Torah make this big fuss over Sarah? She gave birth 90 years old. Yechev gave birth 130 years old. So aggress her in this. So Ramban says the following. Ramban says that it could happen. Certain things happen. 1 in 100 people, 1 in 1,000 people can give birth at an old age. It can happen in the Bria. We call it Nes. It's a Nes. If it can be explained, I'll be Teva. So it can be explained. That's going to happen in the Teva that things happen. Now we believe Hashgacha Pratis. Even though a 30-year-old gives birth, it's Hashgacha Pratis. 130-year-old is also Hashgacha. It's all Hashgacha Pratis. But in Teva, things happen sometimes. Sometimes a 1 in 1,000 chance. But it's going to happen 1 in 1,000 times. I remember I once gave a shir on birthdays. In the Navi Shia, someone comes running over, amazing, it's my birthday tonight. So I told him, if there would be 183 people here tonight, odds are it would be someone's birthday. And you know, like, but I took the air out of him, I shouldn't have said that, you know, he thought, you know, talking to him. So, now, no. But anyway, the point is that the Rav Schwab says, the Ramban says, by Sarah, it was told beforehand, you're going to give birth. To go to a 90-year-old lady and say, you're going to be the one, and then she gives birth, that's a miracle. If it happens once in the Bria that a 90-year-old gives birth, a 130-year-old gives birth, that's a Shkocha Pratis, that's called a Nes Nister. If it can be explained al pi teva, then it's different. And that's why all of the miracles, almost all the miracles in Tanakh, are pre-predicted. They're predicted ahead of time. They're said, this is going to happen. And Hashem didn't tell to Moshe, wave your stick and presto, something will happen. Arbe will come. It could be. There was no Arbe, ever such an Arbe, but you know, it's going to happen once. If it's predicted, that makes sense. That's what I, with these Torah codes, you know, I always have Torah codes on what happened yesterday. I tell them, give me a Torah code on what's going to happen tomorrow, then it means something. A Torah happened yesterday, you know, you go to a computer, you try it out, big deal. So this is the Ramban's side. He says, what is Ba'isei Suha Mate? He said, Ba'isei Suha Mate is that it says on the Mate was engraved the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. It was engraved on the Mate. No one knew what it meant all the years. What does the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav mean? And as the Nisei Mitzrayim unfolded, they understood that it's Dam, Tzvadeya, Akinim, Arayv. They understood the Tzach Hadash Ba'achav. It was an understanding of what happened to Mitzrayim. It goes all the way back. It was a Matish of other Marishan. So it goes all the way back to other Marishan. It's all part of the Tehillah Sabriya. Ba'isei Suha Mate gives an appreciation that what's happening now, these Nisim, they're not incidental Nisim, they're Nisim that are happening in a way. It's not Ashgacha Pratis for the minute. It's part of Tehel Sabriya. It's part of the purpose of the Briya. B'shul Yisrael, Shindik Horatius. That's our Schwab's understanding.
It was holy in the market. It said, who's going to invite? Mark off.
He charged for each one, right? Okay. All right. So, well, these are some ideas for the Haggadah. I wish everyone a Chakosh of Sameach. We have Ben Azmanim next Sunday. We're resuming Yitz Hashem Sunday, Parshas Kedosh. Parshas, no, Achrim, Kedosh Emor.